I would like to have Ion step aside as I do a short interview with the tech body. Can you do that?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yep. You say that every time. You warned me.
Okay.
You warned me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, tech body. Has everything that everybody is worried about in the news since the election day, all the stories, all the anxiety, all the crying and all the celebrating, is presented to us through your media, through the tech body?
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. What are you carrying on about? Everything is just fine. Just relax. You're getting too carried away. Nothing serious going on here.
Why do you favor Donald Trump becoming the president?
Oh, no. We think he'll make a great viceroy.
Okay. The viceroy is a position that comes out of the Constitutional Convention and the changes thereof.
Okay. If you like that, we do too.
How are you going to take a republic and put a position of viceroy, I assume, over it? How is that done in a modern constitutional convention? What will be knocked off for the viceroy to replace?
You'll see.
So you're not talking about it. It's a deep secret. The boys at MATA know about this, though, don't they? North of Malta.
At the Bombe de Sumer, they know about it.
A bomb soon the mayor? I guess
Bombe
I'm going to ask you to spell that.
Bombe de Sumer.
Is that B-A-L-M?
No. B-E-A-U-N-A-D-E-S-U-M-A-R-E.
Ah, okay. I think I got that. Did you get that, Carol?
I'm not listening.
Oh, yeah. She's not listening. So, tech body, is there any question, now that we're in this period of gnashing of teeth and grannies with guns, is there any aspects of this period we're starting now for the next 6 weeks that you would comment on it? Or are you keeping it all close to your chest?
What would you like to know?
Nothing. Not much. I assume what happens is works out for Bob. Bob wins in the end. You're working
Who?
For me.
Who?
Me, Bob.
Bob. Who?
Dobbs.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar. You have any? Do you have any? Do you have any references?
No. I created you. I created you. You're my Frankenstein.
Well, oh my stars, then. You're well on your wheel, well healed, then, are you not?
Yes, I am. I can't lose.
Good. That's nice.
Or do you have nothing to do with that part of my life?
You have everything to do with every part of your life, Bob. Where do you think those pigs come from that you lay your feet on?
Were you with Ophanel? Was I, as Ophanel, with you since the Ark of the Covenant?
Since Abram's Kabbalah.
Is that, yes, that's Abraham. You pronounce it Abram.
No, Abraham, Abram is not Abraham. Abram was before Abraham.
Uh-huh. What chapter in the Bible, or he's not in the Bible?
We don't really do Bible, Bob. It's okay. We don't really do Bible. It's overrated.
Okay, so you're saying that Donald Trump becomes president in your good
nope.
time.
Nope.
No, viceroy. Aha.
Yep.
So it's not going to get resolved about president. At best, it will be Pelosi.
Oh, no. Or whoever. But Nasty is great. We love Nasty. Hey, she'll fuck. Will you fuck? Well, you can be president. If you'll fuck, you can be president. We don't care.
Okay.
You want to be president?
Okay, so
you want to be president?
No,
not right
now. Okay, listen to this. Who do I fuck? You?
We don't care. As long as you fuck, we'll see. We'll work it out. Now we're negotiating.
All right. I guess I got I got clarity here.
But you did try to sell your soul, but nobody would take it. We'll take it, Bob. You got a soul? You got a
okay,
soul?
Okay, got that. Listen, I want to wrap
would
up.
Would you do anything? Hold on one
the
second. Hold
thing.
On one second. Hold on. This is clarity. Bob, what
yes.
would you do for your soul? That is the question. Bob,
yes.
what would you do
what
for
would
your
I do?
Soul?
I'll get back to you on that. So here's my clarity.
Aye.
This is all working towards a constitutional convention, so the presidential thing will basically not be resolved for Trump or Biden, but Pelosi will be in there for a couple of weeks while the constitutional convention happens, and then the new structure will be the new president, and that will be called a
yes.
viceroy, and that's Trump.
Yeah, it may not. Yes, it may not go that far because you're morphing the transcendental condition. So you're morphing, because like right now in Arizona, you got 57,000 votes is the only thing that stops all that. You have other issues that are playing in the play. So if they start undoing things, these human creators, then we're gonna let the river run. Remember Carly Simon?
Yes, I remember that song.
We're gonna let the river run. We're gonna let the
and,
hey Bob. We're going to let the dreamers wake the nation.
The dreamers, I remember them. Well, that's me
yeah.
and Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jack.
Yeah.
We're communicating on our Friday shows quite extensively.
With a little help from your friends. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, you have friends in low places.
Right. Now, are we going to move past the popularity of Joe Rogan?
Who? He's a nobody. He's a wannabe. Joe Rogan? Hey, Bob, if you suck a dick for money, you'll suck a dick for free. He's nothing. Don't worry
All
about
right.
Joe Rogan. He borrowed his popularity. You've earned yours.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Techbody, or Ms. Techbody. Okay, that's it. I've had my interview part two. You said we're going to let the river run. That means Trump may be sidelined. That
Who?
Can even happen.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald J.
When you get
Trump?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
All right. See, there we go. There's what's going to happen. Possibly. I'll be working on it.
Most excellent. We're here for you. We're gonna slay Minnie for you, Bob. We'll slay Minnie for you.
Who's Minnie? That's in that movie?
M-A-N-Y.
Oh, slay Minnie. Okay, got it. I thought you meant Minnie. Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Okay.